Premier Kite Festival returns to Jamestown for 27th year, annual North Dakota Crime Report released, and this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Jamestown Kite Fest returns for its 27th year this weekend, bringing in spectators and flyers from across the country. Created by the Wings on Strings Jamestown Kite Club, the event has been held annually at Meidinger Park Field with thousands who participate and enjoy the three-day festival.
It's a big kite festival. It is one of the biggest kite festivals in the upper Midwest. People come from around the country to be here. We get thousands of spectators a day coming and going. And again, this is the 27th year. It's just a fun event for everyone of all ages.
Club member and co-organizer Chris Dodson says the festival celebrates kites of all different shapes and sizes.
We talk about the different directions of kite flying and different types. Yeah, well, there'll be the large inflatable kites, the various animals and creatures and flow forms. You know, those are well over 100 feet long. We'll have the sport kites, which are the maneuverable kites. And again, we have experts coming in that fly these four-line, quad-line kites to choreographed routines to the music.
You can read more online at newsdakota.com. North Dakota had 32 homicides in 2020. Compared with 26 in 2019.
It's the largest number of homicides in North Dakota since we started collecting this data in 1978, and probably the most serious we've ever had in the history of the state of North Dakota.
Attorney General Wayne Stengem.
12 of those 32 represent domestic violence cases. The rest were a compendium of different kinds of things. Some of them, a large number of them, had drug deals gone bad, arguments among people arguing over those kinds of things.
Stengem says Cass County reported 9 homicides and Minot had 7. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more anytime, make sure you like us on Facebook at News Dakota.